The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 419. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacation. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster and your host of this show, and it is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com, and support us over on Patreon. And of course, one way you can support the podcast is by joining me on one of my Celtic Invasion vacations. Every year, I take a small group of people on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything in the area. In fact, we just stay in one location, and then we sort of explore the area. And we also experience some incredible music. Now, over the years, I have brought many musicians to join us in our little cottage to play music for us, or sometimes we'll go out and see them. It's been an amazing, fun experience. And in today's show, I'm going to play music from many of these artists, and I'll tell you a little bit about them. It's going to be a little bit of a different format, but let's get the show rolling. We kicked off the show with Fidjil. It's from their album Fidjil 3. That was Dinky's Reels. Now, Fidjil was a band that came to join us in the Celtic invasion of Donegal. They played some music for us, and then they even taught some of our group dance. I got to listen mostly because I was cooking at the time, but it was a fantastic experience, and we were very happy to have them join us. Now, sadly, the band is no longer together, but I know members of the band have started new bands. I'll try to find links to some of those and post them in the show notes here at the podcast. Now, the next band that we have up is Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for any period of time, you probably heard the names Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. That's because I've had them on the show since the very beginning. I found them on mp3.com as part of a band called Muckelfluga. They later became Serious Kitchen, and they've continued on creating music after the Serious Kitchen split up. These two of the three members, they kept creating music, and it's continually gotten better and better. And I've been so pleased to have them on the Celtic Invasion of Wales. I was like, hey, you're in the area. Can you drop by and would you like to play some music for us? And they were like, yes, we would love to meet you in person. And they drove all the way to our little cottage in Wales. We had dinner. They hung out. It was a beautiful, beautiful time. It was a honor and joy to spend some time with them. Now, we're going to start off from their last album. This is called Recessional, Speed the Plow, and Erythway Green. And then I'm going to play a track called Gallows Tree from their brand new album, 12 Months and a Day. And of course, the show is a bit different. I'm going to play a couple tracks from each band as they come around. So here is Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. Thank you.
There was no west, there was no east, no star broad for eye to see. And Norman spurred his jaded beast hard by the terrible gallows tree. Oh, Norman haste across this waste, for something seems to follow me. Cheer up, dear Maud, but thanks be God, we nigh have passed the gallows tree. He kissed her lip, then spur and whip, and fast they fled across the lea. But vain the heel and Rowell steel, for something leaped from the gallows tree. Give me your cloak, your knightly cloak, that wrapped you off beyond the sea. The wind is bold, my bones are old, and I am cold on the gallows tree. Oh, holy God, oh, dearest Maud, quick, quick, some prayers, the best that can be. A bony hand my neck has spanned, and tears my knightly cloak from me. Oh. Flask hangs by your knee. Ten summers burst on me a curse, and I'm athirst on the gallows tree. Oh, Maud, my life, my loving wife, have you no prayer to set us free? My belt unclasps, a demon grasps, and drags my wine flask from my knee. Give me your bride, your bonny bride, that left a nest with you to flee. Oh, she hath flown to be my own, for I'm alone on the gallows tree. Cling closer, Maud, and trust in God. Cling close, oh heaven, she slips from me. A prayer and a groan, and he alone rode on that night from the gallows tree. Yep. No west, there was no east, no star abroad for eye to see. And Norman spurred his jaded beast hard by the terrible gallows tree. Yep.
So this year on the Celtic Invasion of Dingle, I decided to invite Jerry O'Byrne to come perform for us. Now, he is living in Dingle right now. He's been a part of this podcast for a long time. Sometime around 2006 or 7, I forget when exactly, Andy M. Stewart came touring through Austin, Texas. I actually helped make that show happen. He brought a guitarist, Jerry O'Byrne, and they put on a show. And, you know, Andy M. Stewart, he's sort of a legend in a Scottish Celtic music community. But the highlight for the show was Jerry O'Byrne. He played just a couple songs, and they just blew me away. I was so impressed by him. I immediately approached him after the show, said, "Hey, I'm on a podcast. I would love to get your music on the show." And I played him a few times. And since then, the guy is like everywhere. He produces albums. He records with a whole bunch of musicians. He's very prolific. And of course, now he's living in Dingle. And in fact, I have an interview that I did with him that'll be coming out on the Pub Songs podcast on a later date. I will try to get that out as soon as possible. But it was such an incredible experience. I was so pleased to finally meet him for the first time in like a decade. And I got to see him perform a few times, including in our cottage with Muren Nikauli, who he brought in to play, add some sessioning for us. Yeah, we had a little Irish session. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a moment. But in the meantime, we're going to kick it off with a track by Jerry O'Byrne and Rosie Shipley from their album, Yesterday I Saw the Earth Beautiful. It's called O'Carolan's Concerto. Then, from his brand new album, Swimming with Horses, is The Last King of Fionnacht. And I'm really looking forward to sharing this interview because he talks a little bit about it. It's really fantastic.
Of the ocean only he can plainly see. When he closes his eyes he can hear his own true lover. A moment of music, then she's gone so suddenly. And he is singing all alone in the whistling breeze. Try to catch the feeling, the momentum of the moment. A moment of music, oh, say, who could it be? He would ordinarily have liked to hear the blackbird, but the song of the raven won him over eventually. And he was singing all alone in the whistling breeze. There'll be flowers on the water when the last king leaves forever. In a moment of music, we'll be waving from the key. While the blackbird and the raven watch together, the last king of Fionnuala will sail away to sea. And he he'll be singing all alone in the whistling breeze.
You know, there are many ways to support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can make a donation through our website, or you can buy a bumper sticker to share your support. You can buy an Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirt, or get the Sainted Song Hinger collection to tell the world you support Celtic culture through music. But the best way is to become a patron of the podcast. The show exists because of your kind patronage, and you can make a pledge of a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. Become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. I want to thank our newest patrons, Brian M., Jennifer, Robin, Joyce, Rebecca H., Bass Pipes, and Murray F. Thank you so much for all your generous support. Now, in the Celtic invasion of Galway, we stayed at a little castle on Ross Lake outside of Galway, just like a 15-minute drive from there. And I contacted Tanya Oplin and Mike Freeman. I heard they were in Ireland, and I said, well, let's see if they would like to come play with us. So I met them at Dragon Con when I was performing at the Brobdingnagian Bards 1 year. And they were such wonderful people, just the nicest people you can imagine. And so I brought them out. They played some music for us, put on a fantastic show. And they took this. So we had this... We were staying not in the castle. We were staying in what basically were apartments that were made out of from the stables in this little castle. And it was absolutely a wonderful little location. But the room where we all gathered is a living room where there was like a fireplace. And it was just warm and cozy. And then we have their music playing for us. It was beautiful. But this is from their album, Cut to Rhythms, Mary Blacksmith, Heath Henry Cruach, and Patty O'Brien's. And after that is The Success to the Farmer by Tanya Oplin from her album Bonnie Ranton Lassie. Thank you.
the wealthy and great live in splendor and state. I envy them not, I declare it. For I grow my own rams, my own ewes, my own lambs, and I shear my own fleece, and I wear it. By ploughing and sowing, and reaping and mowing, all nature provides me with plenty. With a cellar well stored, and a plentiful board, and my garden affords every dainty. By ploughing and sowing, and reaping and mowing, all nature provides me with plenty. With a cellar well stored, and a plentiful board, and my garden affords every dainty. For here I am king, I can dance, drink, and sing, let no one approach as a stranger. I will hunt when it's quiet, come on, let us try it, dull thinking drives anyone crazy. I have lawns and bowers, I have fruits and flowers, and the lark is my morning alarmer. So you jolly boys now, here's Godspeed the plough, long life and success to the farmer. So you jolly boys now, here's Godspeed the plough, long life and success to the farmer.
Before there were Celtic invasion vacations, my old band, the Brobdingnagian Bards, toured Ireland. In fact, in 2008, John Wilmot of Celtic Ways, also of Carrowcroy Cottage, he hosted a podcast while I was away, and he organized that trip, and he brought in a musician to come play for us. That was Claire Roche. She was absolutely enchanting. We're going to start off with a track called The Robin's Jaunt Set. It's from her album, The Lilt of the Banshee. But then comes Dedication. This is the track that just everyone's jaws dropped and, oh my God, you're amazing. Because it's an absolutely beautiful recording. And it's from her new album, From Then Until the Here and Now. Here's Claire Roche. Thank you.
tears so lovely. The moon is very strong, and the ground is silvery with frost. I'm catching
your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email voicemail messages to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Natalie Huber Rodriguez emailed, "Hello, I just wanted to reach out and say how much I love your podcast. I'm a folklorist and ethnomusicologist who specializes in Irish and Celtic folk music. After living in Ireland a little while ago, I found myself really missing the trad performances of Irish pub culture, and thus it's really been wonderful to have your podcast to listen to as a reminder of my home away from home. Part of my career has been seeking out some of the best traditional Irish and Celtic music performers in the DC metropolitan and greater mid-Atlantic area where I currently live and work, and your podcast has been great in discovering new and exciting artists from all over. I'm currently working on a compilation of the best and most popular Irish Rebel and IRA songs as part of the upcoming anniversary of the 1916 Easter Rising, and the significance that such songs still hold for the people of Ireland and their descendants abroad today. Should you ever need any assistance with anything on the podcast or like some additional resources, I'd be more than happy to oblige. Keep up the great work." Thank you, Natalie. I appreciate the offer, and I might take you up on that one of these days. Glad I could help you find more artists. Now, Ali Sharif emailed a photo. "Hi, Mark. My name is Ali. I'm a freshman. I enjoy your podcast. I'm also a member of the Cat Lovers podcast and a fan of your Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers album. And I love listening to Celtic music. It helps me through the near-death fight between me and cars while riding the bike. And good day from California." And Ali sent a photo of him on his bike somewhere. I'm not sure. It looks like an apartment complex, but can't really tell. But thank you so much, Ali, for sending that podcast. This show is all about bringing Celtic culture through music, and I love hearing how you are incorporating Celtic culture into your life. So send me a picture. Email a little something to tell me what you're doing while listening. I'd love to hear it. Now, occasionally when I'm traveling on these Celtic invasion vacations, I am hit with inspiration, as I was in the Celtic invasion of Donegal. Now, I am mostly a singer, but when I was driving around, we actually came to a place called Cloudmore. It was a passage tomb, much like Newgrange, but mostly just rubble now. But it was gorgeous. It was like this very picturesque scene. You know, it was on the side of a hill. There were sheep around, these beautiful rolling hills, a gorgeous view of the ocean. It was incredible. And after we left, I started humming to myself a tune. And this is like one of the, I haven't written many instrumental Irish tunes, but this was one of the first that I put together. It's called Cloud and Moor. It's from my CD, Name on My Soul. After that, I'm going to play a track called Sail the Sky from my album, As Long as I'm Flying. Of course, I do my own shows at each of these Celtic Invasion vacations. I'm only now starting to add in more traditional Irish sessions. Again, I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Here's Kilted Kings with Cloud and Moor.
Serenity, and take me high or take me low through to the end, where I may go if I can stand. Then I shall pass, pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. If just once more we danced in light, or traced our tears through one more fight, what could I say to set you free? But sail the sky serenity, and take me high or take me low, through to the end, where I may go if I can stand. Then I shall pass, pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. Stand, then I shall pass, pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. As stars burn bright and rise the dawn, so our paths must journey on. We lose not hope and family, safe sail the sky serenity, and take me high or take me low, through to the end, where I may go if I can stand. Then I shall pass, pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black. And take me high or take me low, through to the end, where I may go if I can stand. Then I shall pass, pass beyond this night of black, pass beyond this night of black.
Now, at the beginning of this year, I declared this the year of the Celtic woman, and part of my goal was to help promote Celtic women who are underrepresented in the Celtic music community and in music in general. So I want to let you know about Fair Play, which is a nonprofit organization that aims to achieve gender balance in the production, performance, promotion, and development of Irish traditional and folk music. They advocate for equal opportunity and balanced representation for all. This is a great organization, and I'm so pleased I found them. Susan mentioned them a few weeks back. Also, Shannon Heaton, who hosts the Irish Music Stories, she featured them as well. And I hope you will consider heading on over to their website at fairplay.com, that's F-A-I-R-P-L-E.com, and subscribing to their newsletter, you can find out more information all about the organization. Next up, we have Miran Nicauli, who performed with Jerry O'Byrne this year on My Celtic Invasion of Dingle. Now, what we did for this show is that I let them perform for an hour, and then I asked them to lead an Irish session with our group. Like I said, I am a singer primarily, not as much playing traditional tunes, so it's not my strong suit. And most of the people on the trip are amateur musicians as well. We had a wonderful time having professional traditional musicians guiding us on a little session. I'm very grateful to Miran and Jerry for doing that. Now, we're going to play a couple tracks from Miran's album Foxglove and Fuchsia. The first is a set of tunes, polkas, Neely Clears, The Hayden Fancy, and Walsh's. And the second is Vrido ni Valia, again, both from the album Foxglove and Fuchsia.
도 미 보네 수덕 마을이 그렇대 휘리 샤링 아후 보쉬 지혜 롤무리 타니키아 더 파른
fortunate on the Celtic invasion of Wales because we didn't have just Vicky Swann and Johnny Dyer playing. I hired a guide to take us around to get the history and legends of Wales, and that guide was Willem Morris, who is a scholar of Welsh history and literature, and we were very fortunate to have him share us around. But he's also a musician. So after our tour of the day, where we studied a whole bunch of Arthurian legends and the history of the area, he came back to our house, and we sat down and enjoyed music from him. The first track I'm going to play is from a live performance that he did. The track is called Cold City. The second is from a band that he has called, I'm going to butcher this, I apologize, Monique Nell, from his album Gimmick. And the track is called Koli Arni. You can find links to both in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Show number 419.
Yeah.
of the really cool things about the Celtic Invasion Vacations is we've been following, like in this case, we were following Arthurian history. We went from Wales down to Cornwall. Now, in Cornwall, we had a great time, but I wasn't able to, I didn't get any music that I could play on the podcast at the time. I ended up finding a whole bunch of bands who ended up submitting to the podcast. I think the Grenaways are one of those who came from after that trip. But then we went down to Brittany. Brittany is in Northwest Ireland, and one of my oldest contributors to the podcast was performing there. In fact, he was on Songhenge number one. But his name is Dom Duff. Back then, he was playing more traditional Breton music. He is a Breton singer-songwriter, and he came to join us on the Celtic invasion of Brittany and sang some songs for us. And I'm going to play you some music from his album, Babel Powwow, Boen Jan Boen, and then from his album Rock is Breshonig Rock. Here's Dom Duff. Oh, and I do have a live performance, I think, in one of my podcasts. I'll try to include a link in the show notes so you can hear more of his music. And I think there's also a video. There's a video. Yeah, here's Dom Duff.
Ils n'en ont meilleurs plans. Le rouleau va rentrer à ce cubet dans le marbre. Il y joue un grand dijon au et dans l'armorigel. À savait sous la huelle. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Mais que tu peux s'agir d'ira gapoule dans ce rêve pas en l'eau. Un garçon, je te dis, Dreyfus Kana, Brasil Karut Maralia, Lesut Hahima, Kra, Kra, Kra. Vini gêne dans les temps, car c'est dit toi, les aimes, t'as blégué, a blégué, qui gêne. Savait plus de peine, dira Gagu, de Néo.
We'll be right back. tu dans ma roue. Tu dévoreras mes études et aux bras. Tu te brises la tu dans ma honnête. Tu vois ma pliche. Tu vois
you enjoyed this week's podcast. I have one more artist to share with you, but first I want to ask you, if you enjoyed this show, share it with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week I'll send you a few bits of cool Celtic music news. It's a great way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture, and you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s just for signing up today. We are going to finish up the show with Jimmy McRae. He joined us on the, I think it was 2010, Celtic Invasion of Oban, Scotland. Jimmy plays the bagpipes, all sorts of bagpipes. And his latest album is called The Last King of Pictland. The track we're going to play from there is called Songs from the Western Seaboard. And then we're going to play some music. He joined us in Oban. Well, actually, it was in Edinburgh where he came to perform for us the last night of the Celtic invasion of Scotland. And he joined us with Sam Oku, and they had just put out an album called Scottish Pipes and African Drums. This is Cullen Bay and Scottish Soldier. There you go. This is a great intro to the music of the Celtic Invasion Vacations, and I hope you had fun, and I hope you'll join me on a Celtic Invasion vacation in the future. Next year, we're going to the Veneto. Okay, I know some of you are like thinking, hey, what does that have to do with the Celts? And it turns out You know, I mentioned Brittany. Well, there's a tribe of Celts who settled in Brittany. The group was called the Veneti. If you go back on the place names, they are also living near the Po River in Brittany and Carnac. Well, it turns out both of those place names, the Veneto, Veneti, yeah, got it, and Po River Valley runs through the Veneto. Yes, the Celts traveled from Austria down through Italy, invaded their way through, and probably settled, many of them probably settled in the Veneto. Now, my stepdad is looking for records, anything that might show something. We're not finding anything in that area. But, hey, it's a great opportunity to visit the Veneto where my family lives. So I'm looking forward to taking people. We're going to go to Venice and other places. I'm working out the details right now. I hope you will come join me. It's going to be incredible. We will be having some Irish sessions. I will be bringing some Celtic musicians in to come perform for us. It's going to be awesome, and I hope to see you there. Let's finish this up. Here's Jimmy McRae with Songs from the Western Seaboard. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.